Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Nonprofit U, a forum where nonprofit stakeholders can share lessons learned and discuss the latest developments in the industry. My name is Valerie Leonard, your host. I'm a consultant to nonprofits, and I specialize in community and organizational development. I work with nonprofit organizations to help them make a stronger impact to their clients and communities, and you can find Nonprofit U on Facebook and Twitter. I encourage you to comment early and often using the hashtags NonprofitU, GuideStar, or NonprofitTransparency. You can also leave comments on blogtalkradio.com/nonprofit_U. The chat room is open, and you can post comments and questions. In order to use the chat room, you must open a listener-only account. You'll find a link to open the account on the episodes page, and you can also email me questions at consulting@valerieflinert.com or send messages through Facebook and Twitter. You'll find a Nonprofit U fan page on Facebook, and the Twitter account is @NonprofitU. We'll be taking questions by phone and from our chat room at about the 20-minute mark, and our call-in number is 347-884-8121. Today's episode is Increasing Fundraising Through Transparency. We'll discuss GuideStar's programs for nonprofits, and this includes the GuideStar Nonprofit Profile and Philanthropedia. We'll also talk about how nonprofits can increase their fundraising by enhancing transparency and disclosure. Again, we encourage you to call in with questions and participate in live chats at about the 20-minute mark. The call-in number is 347-884-8121. Nonprofit professionals, educators, and community stakeholders are especially encouraged to call in and share your stories. Our guest for today is Jasmine Merrill. She's the director of the nonprofit strategy for GuideStar. Jasmine develops strategy for and oversees the GuideStar Nonprofit Profile Program, which enables nonprofits to claim and update their profile to the bronze, silver, gold, or soon-to-launch platinum level on GuideStar. All of this is free of charge. Nonprofit profile information is seen by over 7 million site visitors annually, and this doesn't include the millions more who visit GuideStar's 120-plus organizations and websites in their distribution network. Jasmine has her Master of Public Policy from Mills College in Oakland, California, where she also earned her bachelor's degree. Jasmine's years of nonprofit experience include a range of direct service and capacity-building positions. Prior to her work at GuideStar, she spent time as a communications and operations coordinator at Great Oakland Public Schools, an education advocacy nonprofit. At San Francisco Parks Trust, an urban greening nonprofit, Jasmine recruited volunteers, developed membership strategies, and connected with community members building community gardens. I knew I liked you for a reason. She also served on the Board of California Food Policy Advocate. GuideStar USA, Inc. is an information service specializing in reporting U.S. nonprofit organizations. This last year, GuideStar provided the public with information on more than 2.4 million U.S. tax-exempt organizations. This information included 8.6 million IRS Form 990 images. You can find a bio for Jasmine on my blog, Nonprofit U, under Episode 23, Increasing Fundraising Through Transparency. Go to valerieflinert.com/nonprofitU and click onto the episodes page. Thanks for being on the show today, Jasmine. It's indeed an honor to have you. Can you tell us a little bit about GuideStar and how you came to work for them?
Sure. First, just thanks so much for having me. This is a long overdue conversation just about transparency and nonprofit work, so I'm so glad to be here. My background, as you mentioned, is in public policy. And so I came to GuideStar really from a perspective of wanting to help individuals and organizations connect to information. That's always been kind of the running thread through most of my work. And so I came to GuideStar through the Philanthropedia research. And so through Philanthropedia, we do a series of X-driven research to help individual donors connect to the nonprofits that are having the most impact in their sector. And I think that kind of work is so empowering. And I was just thrilled to be a part of GuideStar, helping individual donors and foundations and nonprofits connect to information in ways that make the social sector improve. And so GuideStar itself is the world's largest source of information on nonprofit organizations. We have profiles on more than 2 million organizations, and the profile information is populated by a combination of IRS information from Forms 990 and other external partners. And most importantly, it's populated by nonprofits updating their profile themselves. To date, more than 110,000 nonprofits have updated their profile to some degree, and our organization has, as you said, 7 million annual visitors. So the information from our site is powered there, and then also through our many data partners and sites and apps. So that's about 160 other ways that folks can see their profiles.
Wow. That's a lot of information. So... Nonprofit transparency, that means a lot of different things to different people. For GuideStar, transparency means answering key questions for donors and other stakeholders. So what are some of the questions and ways that GuideStar helps facilitate the answers to the questions?
Sure. So I think that a lot of the questions that donors and decision makers are trying to find out are, first, just is it a legitimate nonprofit? What are the organization's goals and their intentions? How do they serve their mission? What programs and services do they offer, and who do they serve? And, you know, in the end of that is what social impact will my donation have, and how fiscally responsible is this organization? And all of those kind of come together to help paint a really clear, robust picture of an organization.
Okay. So can you tell us a little bit more about the GuideStar nonprofit profiles and how nonprofits can supplement them? And we'll be really interested in how they benefit stakeholders and nonprofits.
Sure, that's a great question. So first of all, I'll just start with how people go in and supplement their profiles. So in general, most organizations have a profile. We talked about just the large number of nonprofit profiles that are seen on GuideStar every year. And so the way that that happens is usually through IRS financial information and our external partners. But there's so much more to a nonprofit story that they can share. They can share their mission and vision and their leadership and their programs and those sorts of things. And so the way that an organization can do that is just by logging on to GuideStar and what's called claiming their profile, so proving that they're of that organization. And then they just, from there, for free, just start adding information that's relevant to their programs. And they can do that a little or they can do that a lot. So you can stop at your leadership, or you could go on to tell your theory of change and all of those robust pieces that make you your organization work and be worth supporting and those sorts of things. I think the ways that it benefits stakeholders is that increasingly donors, individual donors and foundations are a lot more savvy. They're wanting a lot more information about nonprofits. Folks want to make sure that they're giving not just with their heart but also with their head. And so that means sharing how you do the work you do. So it's not enough to say that you're doing good work. You need to show your impact. And that's not just financial. That's not just saying that we're a fiscally responsible organization, but that's saying, you know, this is how we achieve our mission and why we think that's worthwhile. And I think, so for nonprofits, one, just going through the process of making that information shareable and public is so powerful, but also the way that that's paid back to you is through, you know, better connection with all of your stakeholders. It's also through, you know, hopefully that can increase your funding, but if it doesn't, it's still just making sure that you are connected to like-minded organizations, powerful stakeholders. Those sorts of things can really make just a huge difference.
Yeah, and what I like is the questions that you ask are really questions that help nonprofits to flesh out, you know, who they are, why they're doing this work, and the impact. So if they never, ever get another dollar, and I'm not saying that they won't, if they never get another dollar from going through this process, if nothing else, they will have emerged from it with more clarity and focus about who they are, what they've done, what they've accomplished, and what their impact is.
Exactly. Yeah, it makes such a huge difference just to be able to go through that process and to talk about your work and to talk about your board governance structure and think through, especially those charting impact questions, think through the ways that you work.
Mm-hmm. So I see that you've teamed up with the Better Business Bureau Wise Giving Alliance, and then you've also teamed up with the Independent Sector, and together you have developed Charting for Impact. And that's now been integrated into the GuideStar nonprofit profile at goal level. So there are a couple levels you need to go through before you get to the goal level, obviously. But can you give us a little bit of information, you know, about how the Charting for Impact works?
Sure. So Charting Impact encourages strategic thinking on how your organization will achieve its goals. So it also creates a report that lets you share this in a concise and more detailed way. So it asks about your plans and your progress with key stakeholders and those sorts of things. So it was designed with several benefits in mind. So that includes encouraging people to invest their money, their time, and their attention into effective organizations, helping your organization highlight the difference that you make, positioning your organization to work with and learn from other organizations, and then also helping your organization to sharpen your approach at making that difference. So all of these questions together just really paint this full and fleshed out picture of your organization. And the great thing is that Independent Sector especially has provided just a ton of tools around not just ways to answer these questions great for the public, but also to take your organization through the process of thinking about these answers. Sometimes this is more or less the basis of your strategic planning process or articulating your organization's theory of change more or less in long form. And so that can be just so powerful. And then I'll just note that these are at our gold level, but anybody can answer these questions at any time. So in order to achieve, we call it a level of transparency. And so that doesn't mean that we've passed any judgment on your organization, but it means that you've shared a significant amount of information about your organization and that you're really striving for transparency. But you can answer just these questions if you'd like and really start to have that process and, you know, not necessarily get to the bronze or silver level, although, you know, of course, we encourage that.
Right. And, you know, it's so counterintuitive. You know, typically we're in such a competitive environment where we tend to not share information. We only want to disclose the bare minimum, say the 990, you know, the stuff that the IRS requires us to disclose. But to me, it sounds like it's a serious advantage, you know, for you to go through this process. One, you know, like I said before, you can kind of flesh out who you are, your whole raison d'etre or your reason to be, but then you also can differentiate yourself from the pack, it sounds like, you know, just by sharing your story, you know, beyond, you know, what most people would do.
Exactly.
So almost 20 years ago, GuideStar led the first revolution in nonprofit transparency. Your first wave was focusing on transparency that would actually drive nonprofit accountability. You're now launching a second revolution, so to speak, and you're looking at ways that nonprofit transparency can actually drive nonprofit effectiveness. So you're trying to bring more efficiencies to that sector, to that And GuideStar is looking to build the information scaffolding for social change and how it can help ensure that the nonprofit sector is capable of tackling the great challenges of our time. Can you touch on the highlights of the GuideStar 2020 strategic plan and tell us how this would be useful not only for donors but for nonprofits as well?
Sure, I'd be happy to. So we see four drivers of greater impact in the social sector. So the first is more giving, so the financial capital that fuels nonprofit work. The second is smarter giving, a system that rewards performance. So then there's reduced waste, and so that's less redundancy and busy work and distraction for nonprofits and for funders. And then there's higher performance, so effectiveness and greater results per dollar. And so three main pillars of the plan that really drive those four drivers are data innovation, data collection, and data distribution. So it's all about helping information to be shared more and smarter.
That's great. So why would donors be interested in the plan, and why would nonprofits be interested, you know, other than GuideStar?
Sure. So I think that donors really, at the heart of their work, especially a lot of research these days has shown that given the choice, a donor really wants, and this is an individual donor and an institutional donor, they want their money to go where it is going to go the furthest. People really have a hunger to see positive social change in a ton of areas. And so the idea that they could direct their money toward strong performance is a really powerful one. And also that money can help this cycle of improvement around nonprofits. So not just sort of giving money to the folks who are working the best, but also helping to lift all boats, rising tide lifts all boats. So the idea that all the entire nonprofit sector can be improving as we reward stronger performance and really help to lift all nonprofits to that level. The other thing is that a big part of this is just more giving, which has got to be really exciting for all organizations working toward a mission. You know, just the idea that there's more fuel to help your mission be created. And so I think that a lot of the other pieces that we think about these drivers, like reduced waste, is just really, you know, sometimes it's not sexy to talk about the bureaucracy of all these things, but it is so important to think about the fact that nonprofits spend a ton of their time requesting money to do their work. And so any of the ways that we can reduce that redundancy and help to really streamline that process, we're really excited about being able to help in those ways. And the same goes on the funder end, that people want to be spending their money to give directly to nonprofits as opposed to all of the other work that needs to go into funding an organization. And so I think that those are kind of those really exciting pieces. And, of course, one of those other drivers is just higher performance and stronger effectiveness, which is just so exciting for making sure that you're achieving your mission in the best way possible.
Right, right. And what I like is the fact that you're giving a common language to the sector. You know, it's almost like you're brokering a new language as well as benchmarks that everybody can understand. You know, the nonprofits can align themselves, you know, with the latest developments and have a better understanding for how even funders might be looking at similar issues. So I think it's great that you're not only doing the strategic plan, but you're sharing it and giving folks common ground.
Thanks. Yeah, I think it's so important. You know, nonprofits do just a ton of different things, youth development, arts and culture, and just so very many different things. And to be able to think about our commonalities and our common struggles and those sorts of things are just really important to be able to do to help the whole social sector.
Right. So Philanthropedia, that's one of your divisions. You don't recommend charities. However, you do provide useful information for funders and nonprofits. You work with experts and have the experts actually rank organizations and break them down by cause area. Can you tell us more about the program and how it differs from your own GuideStar profiles, the nonprofit profiles? So what's different from in the profile?
Sure. So the Philanthropedia research is a kind of a crowdsourced, expert-driven research process. So we ask experts in a given sector to recommend nonprofits that they think are having the most impact in the sector. And the way that we talk about impact is creating a lasting change in the sector. So through just a ton of different mechanisms for that, just as far as our actual methodology, we narrow down this list of top nonprofits as rated by the opinions of experts. And so the idea around that is to be able to give a tool to individual donors so that they can give strategically. A lot of research has shown that if folks have the time, they would do the research to make sure that their money was going to a really effective organization, but a lot of people don't have that time, and so this is to support that work. It's a really great complement to the GuideStar nonprofit profile overall. So the nonprofit profile is this one standardized look at a ton of different nonprofits, and you get an in-depth look at an individual nonprofit, especially now that we have redesigned our new profile pages, and they're just really, they tell a very full and robust story about an organization. We have a lot of data visualization that helps a user really better understand what an organization's trends are over time, and there's lots of nonprofit supplemented information about their mission and vision and those sorts of things. And the way that the Philanthropedia research kind of slides into there is that for those expert recommended organizations, this is another view at how that organization works and what that organization's strengths are. One thing that we think is really great about the Philanthropedia research is because it's in this positive context of recommending an organization, you also get an individual's opinion about what their areas for improvement are, what their strengths are. And so it's just this really nice complement to the organizational profile. And it could never replace it because it just, what's really great about the GuideStar nonprofit profiles is that there are, it's just a huge breadth of them. There's so very many, and this is just a really nice complement to that.
And then one of the things we didn't talk about, you also have opportunities for people to provide their own opinions, you know, about different organizations. So if you go to the GuideStar website, can't you give a rating for those, you know, those different organizations, or a review of what your experiences have been?
So that's actually through an organization that we have a partnership with called Great Nonprofits. And so there, it's akin to, say, the Yelp of nonprofits. So an individual stakeholder, so a person who's received services or a person who has worked at that organization or a board member, lots of different folks can provide a review of that organization. And, you know, there's a lot of really great things to be said about being able to voice your opinion on an organization.
Okay, great. We got a couple more questions. I see that we do have a caller, but before we take that caller's question, I just wanted to run through a couple more questions with you.
Sure.
So what advice would you give to organizations that use your tools so that they can stand out from the crowd?
That's a great question. So we have a really helpful blog post on this, and I encourage you guys to check it out. I think Valerie has linked it on the website. And so it's five tips for a great nonprofit profile. And the first is just to make sure that your information is updated, your contact information and those sorts of things, because this is a very public-facing forum for your organization, and so you just want to make sure that people can contact you. Next is to upload your IRS Form 990 when you receive it. So automatically, over time, your IRS 990 would be posted, but if you post it when you receive it, then it's the most up-to-date possible as opposed to the time lag between there. Mm-hmm. Also, just updating your profile regularly. So if you have a change in leadership, if you've added programs, all of those pieces, you can really build that up and make sure that your information is always current. And making sure that you consider your audience. So that's fellow nonprofits, that's also donors, and just making sure that as you craft your language, that you're thinking about those various audiences. And the other thing I would encourage is that an organization update their profile to the gold level. So the gold level, as we talked about, are those five charting impact questions, and they're just this nice, succinct way to really drive at your long-term mission and vision. And coming soon will be the platinum level. And so platinum is a way to quantify the work that you've done. So it comes at the end of having built out your story of what your nonprofit is and the work mm-hmm. that you're doing. And so then at the platinum level, you submit metrics about your organization and track them over time. And so those can be outputs or outcomes, but the important part of that is that you're providing some numerical analysis to the work that you do. And it's this really strong, powerful alternative to the other numbers that people use to snap judge a nonprofit, like overhead ratio. So mm-hmm. you're really kind of educating donors. You're also just breaking down your work into very concrete, measurable pieces, which can be really powerful.
Oh, that's great, great. I just want to remind listeners that they can go to the episodes page, look in the comments section, and you will see a link to the 5 Steps to a Stellar GuideStar Nonprofit Profile. So how can nonprofits use GuideStar tools to enhance their fundraising?
That's a great question. We've got actually a webinar on this topic. So if you want to go to the GuideStar website and take a look in our webinar archives, it's from July 16th, and I think there's also a link on the website. We had a really great webinar on this, and I think that the big takeaways is that your profile is valuable to funders, and as such, you really want to keep it up to date and as accurate as possible. For the most part, so any kind of updating that you do is 100% free, and it's this really great, powerful resource for just making sure that you are the most up-to-date as possible, you are exhibiting transparency in your work. There's a ton of other tools that we offer, like Financial Scan, if you wanted to benchmark yourself against other organizations or things like that, but I think the number one tool at your disposal is really keeping your profile up to date and making sure that the information that donors see is the information you want them to see.
That's great. The last question before we open it up to callers, can you share some of the lessons learned from doing this work? Oh, and before you answer, I just want to remind people that the link to that webinar is also on the episodes page in the comment section. So, Jasmine, can you share some of the lessons learned from doing this work?
Well, so I think that the biggest lesson that I've learned is that there is a huge craving for information and data in the nonprofit sector, both from funders and donors and other decision makers and from nonprofits themselves. I think that the more information and data that we can get out into the world that to drive our decisions and to drive the ways that we think about moving the sector forward is it's so powerful, and it's just really great to see not just GuideStar's work in this space, but all of the other organizations that are helping to create a space for learning and knowledge sharing in the nonprofit sector.
That's great. The call-in number is 347-884-8121. Again, if you have any questions, Jasmine Merrill is here. She's with GuideStar. The call-in number is 347-884-8121. Okay, we have a caller whose phone number is 773-483-3696. Did you have a question or comment?
Hello, this is Norma Sanders. I actually did not have a question. I'm not sure why I'm not muted.
You were muted. I just put you on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I did not have a question, but quite intriguing, though, and it's GuideStar.com. Is that the website?
Mm-hmm. GuideStar.org.
.org. Okay, thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for calling in, and I'm going to mute you again. Okay, are there any more callers? The number is 347-884-8121. Okay, it looks like there are no callers with questions, and we've come to the end of our show. I want to thank you again, Jasmine. This is Jasmine Morrow. She's GuideStar's Director of Nonprofit Strategy. Thank you so much for being a guest today. And are there any parting thoughts that you care to share?
Sure, I'd love to. First, just thanks so much for having me. I think this is a great discussion. And as the sector becomes more complex and we all become more savvy in this work, conversations like this are just increasingly important. So I just really want to thank you for opening up this dialogue of transparency and how nonprofit information fuels that and what that does for organizations, not just in fundraising, but also just in all of the work that we do. So thanks so much.
Oh, okay. Well, great. And how can our listeners reach you?
Sure. So you can email me. So I'm jasmine.morrow@guidestar.org. And you can always just go to the website and, you know, any information there that you'd like also.
Okay. Well, great. So I would like to thank everybody for listening to Nonprofit U Blog Radio Talk Show today. The show will be available for download within about an hour. Be sure to tune in next week for another lively discussion. And until then, take care of the nonprofit in you. Thank you very much. Take care. Take care, Jasmine.
Thanks. Take care.
Mm-hmm.